40 Years in Jail Brings Wisdom. Wednesday, September 25th, 1912. San Francisco Publication. San Francisco, California Examiner. Abdu'l-Bahá urges world peace. Famous Oriental philosopher will visit San Francisco to spread doctrine. Abdu'l-Bahá, after being in prison for 40 years, is on his way to San Francisco to preach the faith he learned to follow during his confinement. Abdu'l-Bahá is the son of Baha'u'lláh, the founder of Baha'ism, which is in brief the doctrine of universal peace. He will remain here for 2 weeks or more, urging the peoples of the world to peace and brotherhood. Abdu'l-Bahá was imprisoned with his father at Baghdad for preaching the religion of the dawn of a new day. From Baghdad, Baha'u'lláh was removed to Akka, and there with his son Abdu'l-Bahá, who is about to visit this city, he issued pamphlets known as tablets announcing the faith of Baha'ism. In 1904, the father died in prison, calling upon the world to listen to the message of his son. With the revolution of the Young Turks in 1908, Abdu'l-Bahá was released from prison and emerged into a world after having been hidden in dark dungeons for more than 40 years. He went to Egypt and Europe and was received with open arms by the wise men of the West, who allowed him to preach and teach after his own manner. His mission has lasted in the open world for 4 years. He has now 15 million followers known as Baha'ists. Abdu'l-Bahá speaks with the tongue of prophecy. Though he resents being called a prophet, since he claims that what he has to say is of what there is and not what there shall be, he is a philosopher of wisdom gained not from books, but from a life of solitude, during which his only literature has been the Bible and his father's works. But Abdul is a scholar of amazing culture. He speaks like a fountain of wisdom. He has the insight of Omar Khayyam, combined with the optimism of the Christian belief. He offers something more than a worldly hope men set their hearts upon. He offers a reality of life that comes only through peace of mind. This, he declares, is the first step towards peace of nations, though he fears that at present the nations of the world are striving at peace in the midst of discord. Abdu'l-Bahá is now in Denver on his way west. He will arrive in San Francisco this week, and various pulpits in the city will be lent to him to preach from. He preaches from all kinds of pulpits, and it makes no difference to him or to the people he preaches, to the denomination of the church where he takes his stand.